Daddy. The first time I made a move, the first time I tried to have you, days after my 19th birthday, sweltering in the heat of summer, the heat driving me wild, the outfits I wore as a result, torturous to any male in sight. You shouldn't have looked at me like that, Daddy. I've been headed out to the pool. Pink triangle bikini barely holding my tits in. Daisy Dukes doing nothing to cover my ass in the tiny pink bikini bottoms. It was hot. I was hotter. Your look was scorching. It drew me closer. You were frozen, hadn't spoken, watched me move towards you on a mission. I came to stand in front of you, cornering you between the kitchen counters and the island. Put my hand on the thick bulge in your pants, my mouth watering. I've wanted this for so long, Daddy. You can't look at me like that. You can't look at me like that. Not if you don't want me to snap, break, try and take your knowledge of my innocence and ruin it. Not if you don't want me straddling you when Mom's gone, grinding my hips down into you. I don't care if you protest. I don't care if you know you shouldn't. It's too late. It's too late, Daddy. Your lust visible for me. Your daughter sealing your fate. Don't look at me that way. Unless you want to feel this wet, hot pussy seek relief on any inch of skin I can access on you, Daddy. Don't look at me that way if you can't handle my need for friction against my slick baby girl pussy. Don't look at me that way. If you can't stomach the thought of me swallowing your daddy cock, looking up at you from my place on my knees, sucking and slurping my new favorite treat, begging you to come on my face. God, Daddy, please. Don't look at me that way. If you're unprepared for me to steal into your office, find you watching porn late at night, tisking is useful, the Daughter's Gone Wild videos on that website. Don't, if you don't want me moving the laptop, climbing on the desk, bringing my knees to my chest and spreading my legs open, so you're face to face with my pretty little pussy, Daddy. Look how it drips for you. Look how it salivates the way you do too. Look how it's made perfectly for you. If you don't want me to take your hand, make you touch my wet folds, bringing your hand back to your mouth, making you taste the bold sweetness of me. Are you really ready to taste your innocent little angel's pussy, Daddy? Are you sure you'll be able to sleep at night, knowing the scent of my tight cunt from burying your face between my legs and devouring me? What would your wife think, Daddy? What would your wife think if she came home early one night, found you in your daughter's bed? How would you explain that it's right, that you need me, that I'm yours to bleed, that I'm yours to keep, that I'm yours to fuck into my lavender sheet-covered mattress as I writhe and scream in pleasure, Daddy? Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Please. Look, Daddy.